from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Cyrus Torrence. As a rookie coming in, play every single snap and not even flinch, that's pretty impressive. I remember my rookie year, I was, like I said, flying by the seat of my pants, just trying to hold on to it every week, and he seems like the most laid back, like not too worked up about the situation or anything like that. In 10 years, I think Cyrus is going to be multiple Pro Bowl or All-Pro kind of guy. He's heavy as hell. I mean, I don't think we went backwards one time on our double teams. I think he's going to be a really, really good player and play with him for a long time.
More from Spencer Brown. As the Buffalo Bills begin training camp in mere days.
Mere days.
It's just days away.
It's pretty unreal, actually.
It's one of three times in the next couple of months that we say football is back. You get the July version of football is back, the August version of football is back, and then the actual version of football is back.
Mm-hmm.
And the April version. When the draft happens.
We passed that one, though. We're talking about the ones that are coming up.
Oh, okay.
I was sitting here for three straight days. I knew it was back then.
Yeah.
Oh, did I know.
It's back for a little bit, and then it goes away again.
But here it is. Football's back.
Yes.
Part one. Ready?
This is like...
Action.
But here's the thing. It's back now, and it's back. Like, it goes... Preseason, regular season.
We're back,
season.
And then
like, yeah,
regular
like,
season, we're back.
Like, it's there's no gap anymore.
I'm going to tell you right now, I have no business watching the Tim Boyle Invitational, also known as the Hall of Fame game.
Oh, absolutely not. When is that? What's happening?
So, the Hall of Fame game is at the end of the month.
You want to know my favorite part about when you say the Tim Boyle game? When we were talking about this,
the Tim Boyle Invitational,
Tim Boyle, I believe, is plays for the Chicago Bears.
No, I know. That's why I said it.
I think you said that before you even knew that he was.
No,
on the
because
Bears.
I learned it on Thursday with Josh that Tim Boyle was on one of these two teams, and so is one of my friends. Favorite quarterback to watch in the preseason now, Kellen Mond. Not because he's fascinating or good. It's because he's bad.
It's like watching Nate Peterman. I can't take my eyes off of it. But it's there, yeah.
But like he was actually bad. And last year I'm at Gen Con and me and my two friends, we're just bored and we just watched the Hall of Fame game. And I'm like, why are we doing this?
I won't be turning it on.
I don't need to turn it on. If it happens to be on, I guess... Well, I guess it'll be a yearly tradition at this point, but the Tim Boyle Invitational, also known as the Pro Football Hall of Fame game, is between the Bears and the Texans. I don't need to watch it. It's okay. It's on Thursday, August 1st. The first preseason game of sorts.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm out.
That day, football is not back.
Nope.
I'm not there
That
yet.
Day, actually, you know how I said it goes all the way back. Through from now? It's... Post August 1st, it's back.
Yes.
Not before then, and not then.
Yeah. But then, right in rapid succession, though, the Bills will have their three games in the preseason in August, so we won't have much sports talk Saturday going on.
No, we won't. We will not.
But that's okay. Because...
Football's back.
Because we will be in the August version of football's back. 10th, 17th, and the 24th. That's the Bills preseason. Two of those games at 1 o'clock, as a matter of fact. And then I think it's the second one on the 17th that's at 7.
7, yeah.
So.
I can't wait to hyper-analyze every preseason game.
I can't wait to, for some reason, have to show up here at 7 a.m. for a preseason game.
Yeah. When you said 7, I'm not going to lie, I thought it was like a night game. I was like, why would they do a night game?
7 a.m.
in the preseason. Never mind, it's 10 times worse. It's yes. 7 a.m. It's 7 a.m.
Like, I know we're not going to have like breakfast with the Bills or anything like that, but I'm definitely not excited for having to come in for that, because that's probably what's going to happen. I don't know. Maybe we'll only have network pregame for that. So I'd be able to walk in at like 11. That'd be nice. I can do 11. That's fine.
Yeah.
11's okay.
Would we just be the...
I'm expecting it.
Yeah. For the preseason. I'm kind of thinking Sports Talk Saturday will just be the...
It'll be the Bills preseason.
It'll be the preseason coverage.
Preseason coverage on the Bills radio network.
Yeah, well, so, is it the radio network covering it, though? Is it all of the stations, or is it just us?
It might. I don't remember.
For whatever reason, I don't remember doing the preseason at all last year, but I know I did. So, like
covering, I know
it,
I did.
Yeah, right. But I don't remember any specific details. It's like a fever dream. It just never existed. It's such like a...
Our program director, Alan Davis, he had me host two of them.
Yes.
I was like, okay, we'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
And I wasn't a huge fan of it.
That's right. You were so back at that point, though.
Yeah, I was just coming back from last year, yeah. So, yeah, no, it was a hell of an initiation, that Bills-Steelers game.
Trial by fire.
Yeah. Hey, let's deal with the callers at their angriest. Ready? Go.
Yeah. Just, you know, the preseason, nothing to worry about.
Yes. As training camp begins, remember this. Yes, follow some of the camp reports. Do take plenty of what's going on seriously, but it is also not gospel, and it is not everything. Obviously, players will be able to stick it out through a tough camp. Khalil Shakir last year being that biggest example, a guy who did not have the greatest of training camps nor preseasons, and yet he not only stuck with the roster, but in the second half of the season became their most productive wide receiver. But pay attention, though. We'll have plenty of that coverage. Our own Sal Capaccio will be there, of course. I do believe that they just stay out there along with the players in dorms.
Yeah. The stories, the turkey burgers, I guess, the Bills love at Fisher, you know? they're all for the turkey burger. That was the old Bills, though. What's the new consensus going to be?
I don't know. We'll see what happens here. But... speaking of, though, with training camp coverage and everything that's going on here, Howard Simon wrote an article back on Thursday. And the opinion piece from Howard here is lowering expectations for the Bills in 2024. As the Bills prepare to go into training camp next week, there's a different feeling about them than before each of the last three seasons. And part of when I saw that was like where my mindset is right now of how fascinated I am with this team. And how I'm not dreading this season here. Like last season, I was legitimately dreading it. I was not really liking the idea of having to cover this team because here we are, it's run it back, same old thing, and you better be good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to worry about that this time.
Yeah.
And last year, they dipped to 500, and this place could not have been more miserable. And when I say this place, I mean the entirety of the region.
Yeah, oh my God. I remember nothing about the preseason. I remember everything about 5-5, and then they were 6-6, weren't they? That was twice they hit 500.
They lost to Denver.
Yeah.
With 12 men on the field.
That's one game I didn't work in the season for whatever reason.
Oh my God. I wasn't working that game, but I had to do a write-up for it.
Yeah.
Holy.
I was at home, and I remember going to bed because it was late. For whatever reason, I was crashing. I was like, okay, the Bills have this one, whatever. Too many men on the field. What are we doing here?
Yeah, so
I woke up. I could not believe what I
not want us to dip into midseason form. That's one thing I do not want to do here.
We can't. Here's the thing the Bills have to do this season, and they do it every season, I feel like. They have that November-ish collapse, like to the Sabres.
Swoon.
Yes.
Not a collapse, a swoon.
Right, where they drop a couple games and
it's like mid-October to mid-November.
Yes.
Like there's this downswing that happens, a little dip in production. And then they get to late November and to December, and they power through.
They have a big game where it goes to overtime, most likely, or it's close. It's win or lose, doesn't matter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And then they plow through the rest of the season without question. But there's that always that questionable midpoint, in, like you said, mid-October to mid-November, just that window there. If we're going to get into the anatomy of windows, I'd say it's a sunroof or sunlight, whatever it is. I think that's what you have to avoid this season. That's a big thing. That's why you were 5-5 in the middle of November last year. That's why you're 6-6 in the middle of November.
Yeah, but Howard's piece reminded me, though, of like the wonder of a new team with training camp here, and I was able to talk to him back on Thursday as well. And it was a nice conversation. First of all, it's always good to be able to talk with Howard and catch up with him again. But it was the fact that I was able to recognize I'm coming in here with a healthier mindset for this season. And I'm not worrying about being as expectant with this team, but also realizing that they still should be good. Can they defy the expectations that are actually on this team? What does the expectation become about the Buffalo Bills? Good, but not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Close, but not close enough. They keep losing in the divisional round. They can never get past the Chiefs in the playoffs. So now you're looking at this and thinking, okay, can they defy the expectations? This year, they're not the betting favorites like they have been the last 2 years.
No, I love it though.
It's so peaceful, isn't it?
I'm a big underdog.
It's something that fits the city well.
Yes.
Because we've been so used to it.
I hate when they're the favorite.
Having the aspirations on you, I didn't know how to conduct myself sometimes. I recognized there was this arrogance for a team that had won nothing, but also it was required because they were that good. And now I still believe they are going to be good. But I can carry myself a little more comfortably.
Yes.
And I think that's the thing that I'm looking forward to most about this season. Not just the inquisitive nature of how this roster is going to look and what players are going to emerge. It's the fact that I can come in here and kind of feel normal again. And I hope that plenty of you are doing the same.
It's like refreshing.
That Pittsburgh preseason game, everyone was so pissed. And I don't think we have to do that this year.
No.
We don't have to do that this year.
I will not be doing it. I'm one person right now who says you do not have to do it. You just said it. I will not be doing it because guess what? The Bills perform, I think they perform the best as the quote-unquote one of the underdogs. They're not the total underdog like they used to be.
They're still a favorite for their division, which should be expected.
But they're not a Super Bowl, like they're not a sure bet like they were.
They're not the betting favorite.
Yeah.
For like the last 2 years, they were the favorite.
Yes.
Even above the team that would beat them routinely in the playoffs, they were getting to that point.
Yeah, and it's refreshing not to see that.
2 years ago in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Post 13 seconds, they were the betting favorite.
Well, there's no question. Because a lot of people said if they had won that game, they'd go on to win the Super Bowl.
Yes, and again, there's a lot to this. There's a lot with the fascination with the teams around them that are chasing the Chiefs, and there are plenty of questions to ask about what should this team be? What could this team be? And mm-hmm. we don't know those answers.
No.
Last year, we knew what they should be. And we knew what they could be.
And they were the 2 seed in the AFC. They were the AFC's champions.
Casually, in a down season when everyone was ready to take each other's heads off.
Yep.
They end up the 2 freaking seed
and
in the AFC.
Ripping it away from the Dolphins in primetime in the last game of the season.
Yeah.
How better could that have been? As a Bills fan watching that.
Think about it.
Josh Allen doing the victory lap around Hard Rock Stadium.
They had themselves at one of their lowest points within the Josh Allen era and ripped the two seed and the division away from their biggest rival within the division right now.
Well, if you remember, no one thought they could win that many games straight. That was the big consensus on the talking head shows.
Hell, I believed it.
I feel like any
not that I believed
person,
it, I thought it.
No one thought they were going to just rip off the entire end of the season, win.
We were all
win.
Thinking like wild card at this point.
Yes.
But like, you know, you have a chance to survive.
No, two seed in the AFC.
But they also had to grind it out against quality competition. They did. Now, you're going into the season. It's a tough schedule, like it always has been for them. Why? Because you're a first-place team. They've been doing this for years. They've had these first-place schedules for years. And they still keep coming out with a first-place schedule because they keep winning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an interesting starting slate with the Cardinals, Dolphins, Jaguars, Ravens, Texans.
Here's what you got to do. You got to win against the Cardinals so your record's 500. Or no, your record will be 1.0 at that point. And then the Dolphins won't be able to beat you if they lose week one because they can't beat teams with a record over 500. That's what you have to do.
Well, also, Miami has a tendency to win their beginning of the season Super Bowl and then collapse.
Yeah, you mean like 70-whatever against Denver and then get whacked by the Bills the next week?
Yes.
Just like the Jets week one.
Or when they beat Buffalo in week three a couple of years ago.
Oh, my God. Yeah, when everyone was having a heat stroke on the sideline.
But they seized control of the AFC East. They had the inside track, and then they lost it. And then last year, the Bills start torpedoing. They have the inside track on it, and they lost it.
Mm-hmm. That's the story. The Dolphins can't hang on to it once they have it.
The Dolphins, we talk about how Buffalo's been playing their best football in November and December. The Dolphins have their tendency to have their swoon then. They can't close. And until they do, it's not that I don't take them seriously. They are a fun team to watch offensively. They are a fast team. They're a skilled team. They are very interesting because what are they going to do with the Tua Tagovailoa contract situation?
Yeah, that's still just unresolved.
It's unresolved, and also this is a chance for him to prove it and raise his market value even more. If he has another good season, Miami has a really hard decision to make.
Now here's the question, though. Was last season a good season for him?
He led the league with passing yards. I would say yes.
Yeah. That's a stat, though, where you look at and you're like, okay, is Tyreek Hill on the other end of that?
But as the agent, am I going ahead and trying to
push
negotiate
that
harder?
Yeah.
Yes. So if he ends up top five in passing yards again, I'm going back to Miami and saying price changed.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at the prices general.
And you either don't have a quarterback,
yeah,
or you're paying him.
The Bills and Chiefs have the two best quarterback contracts in the NFL right now.
They have the
now.
Greatest values in the National Football
yes.
League.
Yes, yes.
Especially Josh Allen being like the 11th highest paid quarterback in all of football.
Isn't Mahomes right around there with him?
Yeah.
He's even
because
below
the market
him?
Continues to grow. And the Bills made a masterclass when Josh Allen's contract was coming up, and they made sure to negotiate it before things started getting ugly.
Mm-hmm. They did it right. They did it right.
And because the player that was coming up right along with him was Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. And look at what he had to go through.
And Baltimore had to deal with the franchise tag and a potentially nasty negotiation process where we were starting to link him to teams that might trade for him. I am so happy that conversation never came home here.
Yeah.
But
you and me both.
Yeah. Oh my God. That would have been it would have been easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like talking about that sort of stuff, content creation. Yeah, sure. But at the same time, oh man, that would have been hell.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been an inner circle of hell.
Yeah, it would
like,
not
this
been fun.
Table is formed as a circle. It's a circle of hell.
Isn't it always during Bills season?
It kind of.
I feel like it kind
sometimes
of.
Sometimes it's really enjoyable.
It maintains its circle of hell status.
Sometimes it's really enjoyable. I mean, the show before the divisional loss to Kansas City.
We had fun with that. Four of us were in here at one point together.
I was in my pocket that day. I was hyping people up. I was really getting going here.
Yeah, you were hyping people up. You and I were sitting out there too. Oh, what a nightmare that was towards the end after Bass missed that kick. I think we both fell to the ground.
Legally, WGR does not condone jumping into the pit.
No.
Yep.
That was my favorite moment ever.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is a lot of fun during the Bills season.
You got mad at a caller.
Yes, I did.
And then you said, "We're back, baby. Feed the pit."
Yep.
And then a little pause. And then I played your.
That was perfect.
Legally, WGR does not condone jumping into the pit.
Hey, man, I needed my legal out in case people did it, okay?
You did cover your bases.
I am not.
You did cover the base. You covered the base.
I'm not responsible for anyone that got arrested.
I saw something. I saw something like something Pitt related this morning on Twitter. I think it was.
It'll never die.
I think it was. Nor should Tua's it. Only shot as a contract is trusting a sacrifice to the Pitt or something like that. And I was like, okay, let's not bring the Dolphins into the Pitt. Leave them out.
Yeah, no, you don't throw opposing fans in there.
No.
No. I remember saying that. I was like, guys, no. Like,
guys, stop. Stop. Do not throw the Dolphins fans into the
pit. Do not throw the Peppa mascot in there.
Oh, my gosh.
So yeah, it can be fun. And I think that this training camp, this preseason is going to be very fun because there's a lot of story and intrigue with this team and a lot of uncertainty of who will rise.
I want to see Keon Coleman explode. That's who I'm excited for.
I want to see more of Keon Coleman just talking to people, too.
Yeah, I want post-game interviews strictly of Keon Coleman. We need a between the two stalls. Sorry to bring that up. Jeff Skinner's gone. We need something like that, but with Keon Coleman at the center of it.
That's sad. But, oh, man, that's a shame that collab never happened.
I know. But can you imagine those two together? That what a media day that would be,
yes.
Skinner and Coleman.
Yes, that would be hilarious. But again, my thing though is that there's so much intrigue. There's so much. I don't want to say promise, but at the same time, I do. Because there is promise to this team because they are reloading on the fly, and it becomes a very interesting thing. Because also, if it doesn't work, well, your front office gets called into question.
Right. But you're also looking at a retooling year, like you said, and you are still favored to win your division. You're not a Super Bowl
favorite. Depending on some media pundits, for some reason the Jets are being...
I kind of want to get into that. Can we do that in the next segment?
We can do that.
Can I rip into the Jets and the darkness retreat that they're about to experience?
It's not a retreat if you don't go there willingly, sir. Right.
Sorry, darkness kidnapping? I don't know. What do I say? No. No kidnapping. Nothing.
We'll
leave it there. We'll think about it. I don't know. I don't know where to go from there. But I do want to speak on the Jets because I think people are being a little outlandish in what to expect.
Yes, that is true. And we'll let the Jets crash to reality coming up next here on Sports Talk Saturday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.